This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
On the morning of November 25th, the day before Thanksgiving, and also what would have been the 60th birthday of John F. Kennedy Jr., Joe Flynn joined me for an interview to discuss current events and give some insight into what's going on behind the scenes of the legal fight that's being waged to protect the nation. When Joe called, the pardon for General Flynn was still unknown. I say this because it's a reminder of how fast things move in this digital fight. From yesterday morning to today, not only has General Flynn been pardoned, but Sidney Powell and her team have filed legal cases against Georgia and Michigan. So welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything. And you are listening to episode 152, an interview with Joe Flynn. No matter where you live, you're facing some real challenges right now. There's too much unrest and uncertainty. In some spots, it's not even safe to go to the corner store, and that makes getting food a problem. If things don't get better, will you have enough food to eat in the weeks and months ahead? Many folks won't. But those who act now and get at least 4 weeks' supply of emergency food shipped to them fast will be the ones that are secure. That's why I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, the only source I personally use and trust for my emergency food preparedness plan. You should too. They're the go-to experts in emergency preparedness. Their mission is your survival. Right now, save $100 off a full 4 week supply of their tasty meals that supply 2,000 calories a day. This will save your life if food disappears from the grocery shelves again. And saving $100 is impossible to pass up. So go to preparewithbardsofwar.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbardsofwar.com or click on the link below. Do it today. Good morning, Joe. Really happy to have you on, especially just before Thanksgiving, and I appreciate you taking the time. Joe, we've had a lot of news in the last 24 hours, and maybe we just start there and then see where this goes.
Well, let me start by saying happy Thanksgiving to all of your listeners who've been really friendly to us and just been a great audience, and I just want to thank them and thank their families. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. I don't even know where to begin with all of this. Obviously, Sidney has been involved now really since Election Day and even a little bit before that. I want to dispel a couple of things. Number one, Sidney was never hired by the White House. The White House coordinated with Sidney on various things that they were both doing as it relates to the election fraud situation. She was never a formal member, never signed an engagement letter, and you can see that in her statement. The separation was a mutually agreed upon separation based on the fact that Sidney is pursuing a bit of a different angle than what Rudy and the White House is pursuing. And in addition to that, Sidney needs to be free to call out people in the Republican Party who have been complicit in this fraud. Namely, she's been very vocal about what's going down in Georgia with the governor and the secretary of state there, who are both Republicans in a very important state right now. So I think that people have to understand there is no big falling out whatsoever between Sidney Powell, the White House, and Rudy Giuliani. That's all fake news.
Isn't that about all fake news does?
Well, it's amazing to me, this situation, how much in overdrive the fake news media is. It is. It's way more than any other one of the quote-unquote crises that were created by them. This is far beyond that. I mean, the way that they're going after Sidney Powell for doing exactly what Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and even MSNBC or MSDNC, as Mark Levin calls it, when Elizabeth Warren wanted to do investigations, 60 Minutes was investigating this. When Amy Klobuchar was up in arms about it, the media was all in with that, because then they could say, well, the Russians hacked the election for Trump in 2016. Now that it's obvious that it's been done, and it's been done in the disfavor of Donald Trump, the media is silent and calling anyone who is even questioning it a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. This is a great example of how broken we are right now. And I blame the media squarely for that.
Joe, you're a very interesting subject on this media issue because you started out your life being very focused on a lot of the liberal media. You've seen this swing. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No. The only thing people need to pay attention to is the lack of any kind of probing questions whatsoever to the Biden campaign, to anybody related to the Biden campaign. There's nothing. It's almost like it reminds me so much of Pravda and so much of stuff coming out of CCP where all they do is write flowery exhortations about these people and not questioning them at all about lockdowns and what lockdowns are going to do to the economy if they lock it down, which they most definitely will do if they take power, which it's up to us, that's not going to happen. But my point is, that's a great example of how badly things have turned. I mean, when I was reading the Washington Post and the New York Times back in the 80s and even the early 90s, I mean, there was a lot of investigation of Bill Clinton. You know, there was a lot of investigation of Democrats and Democrat stronghold cities and things like that. Now there's absolutely nothing. There's almost no negative press whatsoever about anybody related to the Democratic Party or the left. Name some. You just don't see it. If it is, it's hidden. But none of these news outlets do that. The opposite is the case with Trump or anybody related to Trump.
Well, I think that one of the things that's amazing and an indication of how detached they are is the absolute dumpster fire that Fox News has become, including Tucker Carlson. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, God. What's weird about Fox is, no, they were a problem for a while, but almost overnight on election night, I don't really get a lot of other channels because I don't really watch a lot of TV. But election night, I watched Fox because I wanted to stay abreast of what was going on. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. They didn't call Florida till well after midnight. Virginia was up. It was like 56 to 44 or something like that. They were not even focused on the state where Trump was winning. They could have called North Carolina at 11 o'clock that night or 10 o'clock that night. Fox just kept pushing this narrative. It blew my mind. It really blew my mind. I was like, what am I watching here? And then since then, it's just been, you know, congratulating Joe Biden. Every anchor is congratulating Joe Biden for his win without anybody questioning the mountain. I mean, when I say mountain of evidence, it's so hard to keep up with the amount of affidavits and people coming to us right now that it's overwhelming us. Quite honestly, there's so much information coming at us that I think one of the reasons it's taken so long is it's hard to synthesize all of this stuff, you know? Yeah, it's outrageous what Fox has done. Tucker the other night was a big disappointment, you know, because I think Tucker's had been a very solid voice for truth for a long time. And you know, his insistence on Sidney putting information out, it was almost like, who's telling him to do that? The manner in which he approached Sidney Powell with looking for information, by the way, she offered him plenty of information. He didn't like what the information that she was offering him and got really nasty with him. And so, of course, Sidney being Sidney told him to go stick it where the sun don't shine. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. But and then, of course, he kind of backtracked. And now he's putting out stories about election integrity. It's obscene, really.
Well, we can say he backtracked because he just lost 50% of his market share. That has a tendency to motivate people to do different things.
It's going to be hard to get that multi-million, billion-dollar, 20-year contract from Paul Ryan.
That's the truth. And I think this is where the digital army I've noticed is so focused right now. It's an amazing evolution that we've seen over 4 years. General Flynn, and this leads us right into General Flynn, because General Flynn tweeted out 3 tweets calling out Tucker Carlson when he went after Sidney Powell, which basically, you know, the Patriots will say the general's activated. And the digital army destroyed Tucker Carlson. I don't even know how else to say it.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And it's so savage right now. They have no interest, even though General Flynn has come back and said, Tucker, you're finally seeing the light. The digital army's walked away. They're like, we don't need you. We're the news. Screw you. We're moving on. I mean, that's got to make General feel good and you just feel unbelievably good for all the fight that you've been in to try to get truth out.
Good is probably not the right term. We feel bad, actually, that a person that we respected and to the extent that he was very good at getting the message across, decided to get unnecessarily aggressive about a very important strategy that Sydney's trying to pull together and act that way. You got to remember now, Sydney's part of our family, right? We're not going to let her get savaged in the media by people so far beneath her that they can't be seen. So, you know, General Flynn in particular is very connected to Sydney and is going to protect her. Is going to protect her from savage attacks or rudeness or any other nonsensical stuff. Doesn't mean people don't have the right to question Sydney and question what she's doing. That's perfectly fine. But do it in a way that's professional, not nasty. Again, what Tucker's doing by doing what he did throws himself into the category of those other left-wing journalists that continue to call Sidney Powell a conspiracy theorist and a tinfoil hat person. I saw an article on Vice, Trump's QAnon lawyer. I mean, Sidney Powell has never said anything in her entire life about QAnon. Not a word. She never tweeted it. She never mentioned it. Nothing. But of course, now she's a QAnon lawyer. It's such bullshit. It drives us crazy. And that's why we're going to, you know, General Flynn's out there defending her for good reason.
Well, that leads me right into the big news that came out last night. It's through Axios is kind of where it broke, and we don't have a direct link yet from President Trump, but it's the news that he's going to be pardoning General Flynn. Can you put a little bit of that in context? Because you've been fighting for the absolute exoneration, and yet here we are in the middle of the battle, and the deep state is still trying to keep General Flynn as a political prisoner. In many ways, I think what we've heard is good news, because it's going to ultimately free General Flynn and unleash, to use the term, the Kraken.
Yeah, well, we don't have any official word from anybody in the White House about a pardon. I want to be clear with that with everybody. We do not have anything in it. We don't have a shred of it. The last hearing we had with Emmett Sullivan was on September the 29th. September the 29th, he had a hearing where he brought in his crazy amicus, Gleason, and it was an Orwellian thing where the prosecutor was the defender and the judge was the prosecutor. Okay, that was the last experience we had with him. Judge Sullivan has one thing to do, which is to sign the dismissal. Clearly, he waited or is waiting until the outcome of the election to do anything with General Flynn's case. It's an outrage that we're almost, I don't know now, almost 8 weeks since the hearing where he was supposed to decide what he was going to be forced to do, which is to sign the dismissal. Now, if the appeals court in Washington, D.C., who told him to act with dispatch, clearly is on the same side of him because they're not making him act with dispatch, then we've got a problem. You know, then we have a problem. And so, you know, obviously the president is going to do what's in the best interest of the country, and we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, we're still in this fight. You know, every time I talk to you, it's like, well, we're still in this fight. Well, sure enough, we're still in this fight. And what's the date today? 24th, 25th of November? I don't even know what day it is right now. I know it's the day before Thanksgiving. That's about it. But, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens, I guess, as the big man says.
Well, Joe, there's a part of the story I find very interesting, especially after the interview with Patrick Byrne. And it all links back to, in the way that we've talked about the story, your meeting with Sidney Powell in Dallas. And then at about the same time that Patrick has revealed that he was actually exploring the election in Dallas to uncover the fraud. There's an amazing interconnectivity here. It's almost stunning when you sit back and look at it, how the guy that was uncovering the election fraud in Dallas and then your connection with Sidney has all come together to create this massive civilian team, of a powerhouse team, to literally save the nation. What are your comments on that? It's just amazing to me.
I mean, it's like the Bad News Bears. I don't want to describe it. You know, we're all outsiders. Sidney's an outsider. Patrick Byrne's an outsider. General Flynn, outsider. I mean, this is an interesting juxtaposition in American history that we've been thrust into unplanned. And we'll see where it all goes. I'm really happy, Scott, that you were able to have an interview with Patrick. Patrick's an incredible man, an incredible patriot, and a brilliant thinker. And one of these kind of people that he sees things that the normal person doesn't see. He experienced, and I don't say this in a weird conspiracy kind of way, but you know, Patrick is a PhD. I mean, he's not just some tech entrepreneur that quit school and, you know, made zillions of dollars. Patrick has a PhD in political philosophy. I don't know if you know that, from Stanford University. The way he views the world, and the way he views governing, and the way he views the way the system is all managed is quite clairvoyant. I mean, it's almost clairvoyant. It's rare to meet somebody like that. I've fortunately been able to spend a lot of time with him over the last couple of weeks and learned a lot about how he views things. But, you know, you're right. The work he was doing in Dallas was happening right around the same time that I happened to run into Sidney Powell and ask for her autograph, which turned into a coffee meeting, which got us to having her work on our legal case, which now has her working to save the Republic with Patrick Byrne and General Flynn. It is amazing.
I just find that absolutely stunning when you sit back and look at it. And that's a much a bigger hand involved in things. Joe, you're very active right now. And from this, whatever you can share and what we've discussed without getting into details, I'll let you do that. But we're very active right now on the back end of this, of helping rope in some of these affidavits. Can you talk a little bit about some of this activity that's going on to paint kind of the picture for Patriots so they understand just how big this operation is?
Yeah, there's kind of a two to three pronged approach that's going on. Remember, the fraud was so widespread. This is not, you know, the year 2000 when you're dealing with two counties down in Florida, which were clearly a problem. This is in multiple locations simultaneously across a continental country. Now, as Patrick well pointed out, the majority of the fraud took place in about six counties in those swing states. And if I don't get them right, correct me, but I think, you know, starting out west would be Maricopa and Clark County, I think Milwaukee County, Wayne County in Michigan, Philadelphia, Allegheny, and Fulton County in Georgia. That's a lot of stuff going on at the same time. So there's ballot stuffing. There's the lack of allowing poll watching to take place. There's ballots that were allowed to be processed that shouldn't have been processed for various reasons. Either they came in after the date or whatever reason it is. And so there's that all going on. I think that's kind of where Rudy and his team is focusing their efforts. Sidney, on the other hand, is focused on serious, serious problems with Dominion and Smartmatic, which Patrick has assembled a team of tech experts, hackers, and other military intelligence type people who are investigating, really spending their time investigating the origins of the Dominion software and the Smartmatic software, kind of the timeline of how it got pervasively used throughout the United States, who's behind it, and what is it specifically that they can point to that shows that votes have been changed, fractional voting has been used, or other software glitches that basically allow any administrator to manipulate the information that's inside the machine. So that's a lot of stuff, as you can imagine, Scott, you know. God bless Patrick because he's helping sponsor it. He's helping pay for it, at least on the Sidney side, as well as Patriots who are donating to Sidney's SaveTheRepublic.org website. Nobody's sleeping right now. Nobody's sleeping until we get this right.
Well, the fraud is, I think, stunning on so many levels. Through Patrick, we've learned about a critical vulnerability in our system where they've been actually able to game six counties to swing states, which is incredible in itself. And then we're finding this pervasive, subtle vote shaving, I think is there, or fractional voting across 29 states. And as we dig into this, we're even finding that the same software, which is even outside of the scope you're talking about, same type of software manipulation is going into the servers on pretty much every state. So we're dealing with a 50-state-wide corruption issue, and it's coming down to basically your family, Sidney Powell, Patrick Byrne, Lynn Wood, and a team of hackers backed by a digital army to elevate that truth to literally save the Republic. I mean, this is an incredible moment in history.
I mean, you know, it's a little bit overwhelming, quite honestly. I can't say another word. It's a little bit overwhelming what we're finding out and the unfortunate reaction of people who support Joe Biden and, of course, the media. Now, it is interesting that Rasmussen did a poll pretty recently where 30% of Democrats. Now, obviously, you don't have to believe polls, but Rasmussen is a little better than most of these pollers. But 30% of Democrats believe the election was stolen. And that's a large number of people. Even if it's only 20, it's a large number of people who voted for Biden who think that Trump actually won. You know, so that gives a lot of credence to the work that's being done to uncover this fraud. And I think you make a good point. There are a number of, and you and I had this bet going, and maybe you actually won the bet. But the bet that Scott and I had was over a bottle of Michener's, I think, right? Trump actually won all 50 states. There's a lot of people that believe that. Now, what's going to end up happening? Okay, there's a couple of things. This is, again, my personal prediction. All we really need is one honest judge. One honest judge. It would be nice to have more than one. But let's say we get only one in one state, like Georgia, like Nevada, like Arizona, like Pennsylvania, that says, I get what these people are saying. I understand this evidence. And I think it stinks to high heaven. And I want further hearing. That, and if one state, one judge in one state says these machines were manipulated and this election was stolen, then it's game over. Then the entire election across all 50 states, or at least the states where Dominion and Smartmatic were being used, have to get thrown out. There's no way you can validate those elections if it turns out that they were doing this in one of these states. Because if they were doing it in one of these states, they were doing it in most states, in all states where the Dominion was. And we know that that's been happening with Dominion in many other countries. We know that that manipulation has been taking place. They just did it in a very wide scale here because, as Patrick points out in his interview, Trump broke the algorithm. He got so many more votes than they were expecting that they had to stop the presses and kind of change everything at the last minute, which then exposed them. You know, this is an interesting time.
It definitely is. Joe, there was a retweet by Sidney Powell last night, which I just find, boy, I'll tell you, she can be savage these days, and I love this woman for what she does. It was a article that was put up in the Marshall Report, and it said, Kraken is DOD cyber software program. Then she puts up, who knew, with these laughing faces, and retweets President Trump, Lynn Wood, yourself, and Lou Dobbs, and Maria Bartiromo. That's a pretty amazing development. There's been a lot of, that's been out for a while, and I've kind of held back reporting it because it was unsubstantiated, but then President Trump retweeted the Marshall Report.
I saw that this morning. I typically, you know, I look at different, I go to my people that I want to see who tweeted, and of course I go to the president. I saw that he retweeted that, and I went, when I saw that he retweeted that, I went, that's very interesting. Now, I don't have any information about that. I haven't spoken to anyone about it. The fact the president's retweeting it is, to me, stunning. Nothing less than stunning. And the fact that he also retweeted Patrick Byrne's interview with one of the radio hosts around the country, Dave Janda, the fact that the president is really paying attention to what the work that's being done.
That reinforces what Patrick was saying, is that they are listening. And I think that should be very reassuring to patriots, that Dave Janda is not, he's not a Hannity, no. For example. He's got a great channel,
right.
And he's a great voice. But in a sense, he really fits into the digital army profile. And the president...
He does, absolutely.
So the president to retweet that interview should embolden every digital patriot out here, because that's they're listening to the digital army, and they're listening to what Patrick Byrne's doing, and they're paying attention closely to this kind of outside of the mainstream fight. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I know for a fact the president knows exactly what Patrick is up to and is very happy that Patrick's doing what he's doing. So that's number one. Number two, this thing about the article, is it the Marshall Report? What report was it?
It was the Marshall Report, yes.
Marshall Report, which I'm not real familiar with, by the way. Maybe you are more familiar than I am. I don't really know that report that well. But that was an interesting article. And I recommend people go look for it. Maybe you can even put it up on your website. Sidney retweeted it. The president retweeted it. They can go see it on the president's Twitter feed. But if the military is tracking this, then the bad guys have a big problem. Bad guys have a big problem.
I would agree. This goes into some other discussions I've had around this, which we won't get into here, but just pretty much the state of things and where the role of the president and the military comes in when we're facing a threat to the republic. And I think this was an overcalculation by the deep state.
Yeah, I agree. I think they definitely overplayed their hand. You know, my only concern is, you know, time is not our friend. Really is not in this case. And everybody knows that. I can see some folks, some patriots out there, and some of their responses to some of my tweets saying, well, when is it going to come? When is it going to come? I understand the anxiety around it. Stuff's coming out today, or tomorrow, no later than tomorrow. But they had 2 years out in Texas where Patrick was involved to uncover the fraud that was in those elections with those machines. 2 years. We've got maybe 2-3 weeks max to do this. And it's a tidal wave of information coming our way. It's hard to keep up with. And I'm just one person. Imagine everyone's getting this. Everyone on the team is coming in from multiple locations, multiple people, multiple states. States that aren't even in question are sending us information. Virginia, Minnesota, I mean, you name it. California, unbelievable.
We can add Oregon to that too, because I'm about ready to release a piece of just, it's the same issue. Even this is a mail-in voting state, and we're seeing the same manipulation happening, adjustments of number counts. Even now, most amazing in one particular race, which was Joe Ray Perkins, we're seeing number counts changing almost daily, even now. That's incredible. That's not even possible.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace that we allowed this to happen in the biggest democracy in the world, in the longest standing democracy. Our generation should be deeply ashamed of itself, Scott, for allowing this to happen.
I won't disagree.
We're doing a massive disservice to our parents and grandparents, this republic, by managing it the way it's being managed.
Well, Joe, one thing, if you could maybe put in context, we have Sidney Powell, General Flynn, we're tracking very closely. We've now been introduced to Patrick Byrne, who's obviously a powerhouse in this. And then we have Lynn Wood. And he's moved from kind of being this patriot hero of Second Amendment and also First Amendment rights. And he's moved into the stage as being an absolute Rocky Balboa in the ring against this deep state. That man is absolutely ruthless. And I love him as a patriot. What can you tell us a little bit about that part of it?
Well, Lynn is a Georgian. He's an Atlanta guy, and he is very, very focused on Georgia, because what you're going to hear in the next couple of days about what went on in Georgia is going to blow people's minds, the amount of corruption that took place in Fulton and Gwinnett County in particular. Lynn has been very focused on that. Everybody in Georgia knows Lynn, and so people are coming to Lynn in droves with information. But since he's gotten involved with Sidney, now he's saying, if this happened in Georgia, then it happened everywhere. And he's not going to sleep. So all this stuff is revealed to the American people. And he's been an enormous, enormous help. I can't understate how helpful he's been to Sidney and her cause. And this is a righteous mission for Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood is a deeply religious man, and he is on a righteous mission. And let me tell you something, he is not going to stop until that mission is accomplished. He's a great American, and he's a great human being.
I think you just hit on something that I hope all the patriots really see, which is really fundamental to all of this. You know, everybody has a deep, deep love and respect for the foundations of this Constitution, and they all have their faith tied to that and through that. And I think that's the one thing that if we start to really look at where our founding fathers were, that was the intent. That was the document to guide us. And Patrick says, my religion is the Constitution. Sidney, your family, General Flynn, Lynn Wood, Constitution and God are right there together and powerfully. That's a huge statement to the nation. And I think it's also, it has to be putting the deep state literally on its heels and in sheer panic, because this is a ruthless fight in the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a fight with, you know, we're not lobbing rocket propelled grenades at each other, but boy, you know, it nonetheless is a battle. And it's one of these times in American history where leaders stand up. And in this case, because it's a legal battle, you've got two great legal minds in Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And of course, Mayor Giuliani and his team. We're not going to underplay that. Mayor Giuliani and his team are working their butts off as well. And they're going to go after this with reckless abandon as well. And there are lots of other groups around the country. Jesse Banal, who works with Sidney, he's doing an excellent. Watch Jesse Banal and what he's doing out in Nevada right now. He's got a hearing with a judge on December the 3rd. And that judge has said, I want to hear everything. I want to depositions. I want witnesses. This work that Jesse Banal is doing out in Nevada is going to also explode on December the 3rd when they have that hearing.
It's an exciting time. It's hard time for patriots, because this is literally the fabric of an unconventional information war where we're taking in legal and economics and the voting aspect and information. So it's difficult, because I think, you know, people would love to see this at certain points end in the traditional way with let's grab our muskets and get it done. But there's a process that has to be followed. Otherwise, we'd lose the republic.
There's a process, and you know, we don't know the outcome as much as we feel that we should know the outcome, because we have the information, and the information is very, very clear. But we're up against a lot of, you know, forces, you know, including judges, you know, who aren't going to be honest with the American people. You're seeing that a little bit in Pennsylvania. Rudy having to do appeals in Pennsylvania is outrageous. He presented ample evidence of fraud in his findings, and the judge threw it out, viciously threw it out. Now he's got to appeal. He'll probably win an appeal, but if he doesn't win an appeal, he'll go to the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania, and if he doesn't win that, he'll go to the Supreme Court of the United States. And as we've seen with Judge Alito, remember, people have to understand, well, why can't they just do this? Well, there's a process. As you know, it goes to the district court, and then if the district court throws it out, it goes to the appeals court. If the appeals court throws it out, it goes to the state Supreme Court. And then if the state Supreme Court doesn't, you know, do it, then you got to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, the only good news there, and I learned this in this experience, Sydney has a couple of really good lawyers that nobody knows their names who's working for her right now. And one individual is an election expert, and he said, you know, yes, time's against us, but in election law, especially in a presidential election, anything that's on the docket related to the election takes precedence. So the judges can't say, well, I'm going to call a hearing December 28th. No, it has to be immediately. They have to react. You know, you're going to see this happen here over the next couple of weeks. I think people should focus also on what Jesse Banal, he's at Jesse Banal, I believe, on Twitter, is doing in Clark County. Big, very big.
And I did hear that, because one of the issues they're having right now is they can't get into the software of these machines. The Dominion has blocked that through all their backdoor issues. And Nevada is a huge battlefront for that, to crack into the machines and get into their programming so they can get computer forensics to find out if there was manipulation done to the core software or core programming.
I think we'll eventually get there. I believe the honest judges out there will force the issue.
And I think that's ultimately where we have to put some faith in that. The system is deeply corrupt. Of all the people in the trenches right now, and I say this particularly to you, not just to General Flynn, but because of your place with the family, you have confronted this corruption in the legal system as much as anybody and understand it as well as anybody. And yet there's also a glimmer of hope. Maybe you can put that kind of as a wrap-up of where you see this and giving some hope here, because it seems overwhelming, the level of corruption.
The level of corruption absolutely is overwhelming. But my hope lies in the level of talent and commitment by the people who are involved in exposing this fraud across the board. Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, Jesse Banal, and many others, you know, behind them, who are incredibly talented, incredibly dedicated, working, literally working 24/7, not eating. Many of them have been away from their families now for almost a month, especially on the tech team. The tech guys have been absolutely working 24/7 away from their families. I know that because I know them all. I'm encouraged by, number one, the information that they're finding and how obvious it is. And number two, the level of talent and the level of effort that they're putting forth. So I've had the benefit of being privy and, frankly, being part of it and helping in my own way, you know, setting up interviews for Patrick, doing whatever I can. And I think we're going to prevail. I think we're going to prevail. Like I said, we really only need a couple of really honest judges. We're kind of seeing a crack in the armor of the deep state by this judge out in Nevada. And I hope we're going to see that in Georgia. And I hope we're going to see that in Pennsylvania. And I hope we're going to see it in Wisconsin and Michigan, Arizona. There's multiple pathways for President Trump to win the Electoral College. The lawsuits will show that if they throw lots of votes out, or they're forced to throw lots of invalid, illegal votes out, then it won't take much to get to that 270. And the disservice that the media is doing a massive disservice to this country by not investigating what these people are doing to demonstrate the fraud that took place. Because when it gets exposed and the judges judge on the side of the truth, then, you know, 50% of the American public is going to think that Donald Trump stole the election. And watch the narrative change to Donald Trump stole the election and the judges are all corrupt. Right? That's what's going to be the narrative. Not, hold on a second. Maybe we should not be putting Joe Biden into power before he's truly been elected president of the United States. And I know for a fact that President Trump would walk away if Joe Biden won in an overwhelming vote. We know he didn't. Statistically, there's another real important aspect of this. We have very talented statisticians also involved in this who can clearly demonstrate at the precinct level how statistically this particular vote could never have happened. It just doesn't make any statistical sense whatsoever. So that's where my encouragement lies. The numbers don't lie, and the truth is there. We're just going to need some honest judges at this point.
So the last word, the digital army, and then we'll close with a prayer. There's a lot of focus on the cyber guys, the statisticians, the Lynn Woods, and Sidney Powell's General Flynn. But this digital army has a critical role. What would you say to them as we hear this, how important it is for them to be part of this fight and not just to say, well, they've got this?
I'm glad you brought that up. The digital army is playing a role and is doing an excellent job digging in there and finding information out about Dominion, about Smartmatic, about all the fraud that took place at the local levels across the country. If it wasn't for the digital army, we'd be at the mercy, the desperate mercy of a lying, complicit left-wing press that is happy to watch the Constitution be shredded. So I tip my hat to the digital army and I thank them from the bottom of my personal heart, certainly from the bottom of the heart of the team of people that are fighting to expose this fraud. Keep it up. Don't let them up for air. We have to continue to investigate this fraud. We have to continue to investigate the people behind this fraud and get it out in the open. So thank you and keep up the good work.
Well, Joe, let's close with a prayer, if that's okay.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time you've given us here today to once again to elevate up the hope and the focus of all this pursuit of truth that's before us. We know very well that this fight ahead is going to be a challenging one, and we're going to have to continue to push forward to bring light to darkness. On this eve of Thanksgiving, we're equally blessed to have these words to celebrate with our family, to remind us of the importance to stand with you and to defy tyranny, and to bring that holy space into our families and our homes to celebrate your love and the light and the opportunities that this nation beholds with the great words, "In God we trust." And so we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen, Scott. Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, Joe. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards FM podcast can be found on Podbean at www.bards.fm. You can also find the Bards FM podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and BitChute by entering Bards FM in the search bar on the respective apps or websites. Also remember to check out Bards of War Fighting is Everything documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support the channel with a donation link is below. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individual's only. Interpretations of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards FM, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and Expedition Cafe are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.